Wisconsin law already prohibits state funds from being used to support abortions. One of the proposals at the Capitol would take that a step further. It would bar any state funds from an organization like Planned Parenthood that not only performs abortions but also provides health care and family planning consulting. To Sheboygan Republican sponsor Joe Libum, the idea is straightforward.
Direct our valuable and limited tax dollars to organizations that counsel in favor of childbirth and life over those that encourage abortion and death.
Critics say that would hurt the more than 12,000 women who receive contraceptives from family planning clinics, most of whom receive state Medicaid support. The Doyle administration says the end result could be more than 1,700 Medicaid recipients giving birth who otherwise would not have. Sponsors call that number unbelievable. Another Senate proposal would require minors to either notify their parents or go to court when they want to get an abortion. Right now, minors can get the okay of other family members or the help of clergy. Charlotte Zeev has been involved with Planned Parenthood. She says changing that law is unrealistic.
Not all minors live in a home with caring, responsible parents. We wish they did, but that isn't true. And you know that isn't true.
And a third Senate plan would deal with what are known as wrongful birth lawsuits. Right now, doctors can be held liable if they can see a fetus is disabled in the womb and they don't tell the parents while there's time for an abortion. The state Supreme Court has recognized the right to sue in these cases. This proposal would take that right away. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.